Engaging conversation on the most urgent problem of our day and what you can do about it.
Now, the End Abortion Podcast by Priests for Life.
I'm Janet Miranda, Executive Director of Priests for Life. Welcome to our program. And of course, it's April. We are still in Abortion Recovery Awareness Month. I hope someone's still asking, Janet, what's that all about? Well, because we know so many people are hurting from abortion and they need to know we're here for them. There's healing available. There's almost 24 healing programs all over the United States. But one of the largest abortion recovery programs is Rachel's Vineyard, which is a ministry of Priests for Life. It was co-founded by Dr. Teresa Burke and her husband, Kevin. Well, right now, we had an opportunity to sit Kevin Burke and Kelly Dunn, who is part of their staff at Rachel's Vineyard, their full-time office, down to talk about the dynamics in the office and Rachel's Vineyard and, you know, what does it mean to go on a Rachel's Vineyard retreat. So let's take a look at it, okay?
This is Kevin Burke of Rachel's Vineyard, co-founder of Rachel's Vineyard Ministries, and we're here at the Priest for Life studio in Titusville, Florida. We're here for a series of meetings and planning meetings. Great to be with you today. And with me is Kelly from our Rachel's Vineyard office. And you know, you might have heard of Rachel's Vineyard. We're an international ministry of abortion healing. We have weekend retreat programs all across the United States and almost every state. We're working on getting them in every state. And in countries around the world, the program's been translated into many different languages. So you probably heard about us somewhere along the line, but you might want to know a little more about the inner workings of Rachel's Vineyard. In a sense, we're going to pull the veil back a little bit to help you see behind the scenes of the day-to-day operations of what makes this ministry tick and be such a beautiful outreach of healing to so many. So Kelly, you came to us a little while back with a background in education, right?
That is correct. Yeah. I stepped down from teaching after 27 years. And so I certainly, part of my prayer life was to ask God what would be next and how he could utilize my skills. I knew I wanted to do something as meaningful as I had been with the teaching. And so when Rachel's Vineyard Ministries on the Indeed platform reached out, was looking for an administrative assistant, I felt like already just reading that, it was an answer to my prayers. And sure enough, it was, it really was. And so I get to use my skill set in a variety of ways at the office, so.
Give me your first impression kind of coming in. Obviously, you kind of had a little bit of a sense of what we do, mm-hmm. but what kind of surprised you as you kind of started getting involved and getting your feet wet?
Well, really what it takes, I mean, preparing for a classroom, that's kind of one side of things, but this is a different kind of preparation, so to speak. There are a lot more balls going in the air. Not that you don't have them in teaching, it's just different because we are not only in the United States, we're international. Mm-hmm. And then you have the different time zones and the different geography. So I felt like immediately I better learn my geography lessons and my map around the world so that I can make those connections with our various RV leaders. And then all that there is, not only to foster the ministry, but then the day-to-day things such as trainings that are coming up or the daily calls because somebody would like to have Dr. Burke to come to them for a training, or the fact that I didn't even realize we were comprised of three ministries. Mm-hmm. That alone, I had to look at that too as well.
Yeah, and I think for our viewers might not know that Teresa's treatment process program integrating spiritual and psychological healing in a really beautiful and powerful and effective way has become so popular and sought after, that she was asked to apply those methods to those who have experienced sexual abuse, any kind of abuse really, and trauma in their lives. So she developed a program called Grief to Grace, and then was asked to create an outreach for soldiers who and first responders who have experienced trauma in the line of work, in the line of fire, so to speak. And both of those ministries are also growing and having really powerful and beautiful fruit. So you mentioned the training component. Now, part of that is, of course, the team. So each Rachel's Vineyard site has a leader, mm-hmm. and they have a team. A very important part of the weekend program is the team accompanying the folks through that. So that'll be a counselor, a priest, and volunteers, many which have experienced abortion and have experienced healing. So just briefly, if you could talk a little bit about that training arm, because that's a big part of what we do, isn't it?
Absolutely. So part of that training is often we have a team that is mentors another team. So, and let me walk it back. So somebody calls, they're interested in setting up a new site, and that's part of what I do now. I really work with the site licensing, not only for Rachel's Vineyard, but I've just moved into Grief to Grace. And so I begin that process by sending the paperwork, but then I also reach out to a mentoring team. Here's this person, they've been on a Rachel's Vineyard retreat, are they ready? And so that's the kind of the starting point. If the answer to that is yes, they are ready, we highly recommend them, then it's about building that team, mm-hmm. Again, to Kevin's point, to include the priest, the therapist, volunteers, and so on and so forth. The next step after all of that is the training. Mm-hmm. And so we send out the manuals, but that's not just where it begins and ends. They work with the mentoring team. We have online videos that they have access to for that training. And ultimately then they begin to have meetings themselves to really go through the manual and look at all the innuendos that are about that retreat, because it is 3 days and there's a lot to it because of the prescribed program. Mm-hmm. And then again, that mentoring team comes alongside them for that very first retreat, for that all that hands-on stuff that they apply, you know, and relate it to the manual that they, or the videos that they had watched.
Yeah, and that's all that you just shared there. I hope our listeners can appreciate and be confident in the fact that this is not a program where you just get a manual and then you just run it. And I think what's real important is that there's a lot of preparation that takes place. We have people who have been doing this for a long time, and as you said, serve as mentors. So somebody who is going to be running the retreat has a wealth of knowledge and experience to draw upon, both in our office mm-hmm. and out in the field of leaders. So you it ensures what has proven to be really a very safe and effective process for really going deeply into what is really a traumatic wound for many folks. And oftentimes they're coming to the weekends with other trauma. So that preparation and training is extremely important. Now, you're going to be, just in terms of your development in the ministry as a project manager mm-hmm. and helping and nurturing teams and using your, I really have seen you use your educational experience and organizational skills have been such a blessing to my wife, Teresa, who founded the ministry and developed the retreat process. You've been such a blessing to her and to the ministry in general because of those gifts you bring. And now you're being called upon to do some further work with our international sites. And one of the areas that it seems to be really growing is the Spanish-speaking retreats. Could you talk about the growth of the Spanish outreach? Yeah. And then also about what you're going to be doing in the week to come.
Yeah, absolutely. For whatever those reasons are, in our Spanish community, we've seen growth both in Mexico, or in some cases we've uncovered sites in Colombia, and that's all because we have a leader by the name of Emily Babylonia, who's right here in the state of Florida, part of the whole Palm Beach team, she and Donna Gardner. And she started a WhatsApp communication to bring everybody together in that Spanish community and to let them know that they can feel supported, even though I do not speak Spanish at all, but still I can support them. You know, with the advent of Google Translate or someone like Emily that's willing to help me translate, I feel like I can be connected to them, they can be connected to me, and not feel like they're out on a limb somewhere. Mm-hmm. And again, we can talk about the training, we can talk about translating things into Spanish using AI and so on and so forth. In fact, that's what we're working towards with many of our leadership videos that we had within the last year, to put them through an AI program for the purpose of translating not only Spanish but other languages as well, so that our teams worldwide can have that ongoing training, particularly if there's new volunteers or new people that join the team. And so at the end of this week, to Kevin's point, I had the great privilege of visiting two of our site leaders who have been there, part of this, they're part of that 15-20 year, mm-hmm. Have been part of the ministry. And it's just very exciting to make those personal connections. And again, that's using my teacher skill set, where you make a lot of connections with parents and kids. That's exactly what we are trying to bring to the office, despite the fact we are so large. We are really trying hard to bring it back to that grassroots approach, so that people feel like they're not on an island or out in a limb, mm-hmm. somewhere. So,
yeah, your first stop is going to be Donna Gardner.
Yes.
And the other night we did a presentation at a local parish on our ministry, and Teresa shared some of her, how she explained some of the religious and psychological roots of her healing processes. And there was a witness talk, and then I shared a bit about my experience visiting a maximum security prison here in the Diocese of Palm Beach to look at the Rachel's Vineyard for Men that's offered within the prison walls there. And I shared the testimony of a man whose life was really transformed by his experience of the Rachel's Vineyard retreat within that prison. In fact, he was sadly and tragically, after his abortion experience, he was involved in a situation of crime, had committed murder. His story of his repentance, healing, and restoration in Christ, and through that retreat process, reconciling with his child, is just a beautiful and powerful story. He's really a kind of a saintly man now within the prison walls. But Donna, who you're going to see, was really instrumental in getting that started and nurturing that ministry, serving as a team member on the retreat team. And I think for me, that's the something that's such a beautiful and inspiring thing, to see that these little seeds are planted, and then you have these people come forward from their own healing often, who then are called by the Lord to continue the growth of the vineyard in ways that we could have never imagined. Mm-hmm. When we started this so many years ago. Have there been any stories or situations you've come across since you've come here where you were kind of just particularly moved?
Yes. There's stories almost on a sometimes daily, weekly basis, but the one that stopped me in my tracks, when you think that God is not with us, He really is. And so in March of this year, we got a call. The friend was calling for the friend. So it was the friend that had the abortion, was beside herself, but she was not going to be staying in this country. She was actually heading back to her home country in Eastern Europe. And so the friend that did the calling, we immediately talked about Rachel's Vineyard and all that it had to offer, and that this person needs to feel like they're loved, and we will wrap ourselves around her. You know, I said to this person, the friend on the phone, I'm like, let me reach out to the leader in her home country. And so I did. And in that process of reaching out to the site leader, the priest and everything, what was interesting about that is that team felt a movement. They felt, normally they wouldn't have a retreat at that time of year. They would have it other times of year, but they felt very moved, and they couldn't understand why the Holy Spirit was working in them to maybe have a retreat this weekend. And the moment I reached out to that team, that priest and everybody, and I said, listen, you have a person coming home to your country, and here's the situation. And they had that retreat just for that one person.
Wow.
And it was just, it just brings you to tears. You thank the good Lord for all the goodness that he does, even when we're in a world right now that's absolutely bonkers. So.
Yeah. Oh, that's awesome. I actually was on the phone yesterday with a gentleman, and I can share his name because he's public about his experience of abortion loss as a man, Chuck Warwich.
Mm-hmm.
And he's spoken at the March for Life in the past in front of the Supreme Court and shared his story, and really feels called now to, he's retired from his work as a businessman, a very successful corporate businessman for many years. And now he's taking his skills not only to bless our ministry when he helps out, but now he's working as a parish manager in a parish, and using his skills to help bless the people of that parish. And he's doing it really out of the kindness of his heart. But again, he's like yourself, he brings a real skill set. And again, that's something over and over we see, is the Lord bringing that very deep experience of healing to folks and then being called forth to share their gifts. But of course, we need people like you, people like my daughter Katie, mm-hmm. People like Mary,
yeah.
In her office as well, Katie D'Annunzio, who works very closely with Teresa administratively in the office. All these folks are involved in nurturing this process of a continued growth, which is really quite amazing. Anything else that you'd like to share with our viewers about your experience so far?
It's just that, well, we work very well together as a team. It's really a team effort. I mean, even though we all wear different hats, Mary Peterson, who's in our office, she is kind of our marketing person, graphics, you know, because we like to feel like we want to give RV and G2G, you know, be fresh and current and so on and so forth. And because, again, often our teams will come and they'll need a graphic or a sign or whatever, because they're going to do their pro-life event that weekend. And so Mary's all over that. And Katie Burke O'Donnell, you know, she works in social media. I mean, we all kind of have similar, wear those same hats, but we also differentiate. But a lot of collaboration to keep the ministry moving forward. And it's so great to work with this team. And we do. We really get along very, very well and utilize each other's skill set quite readily.
Yeah, I think this is probably one of our best team that we pulled together. We really are a mom and pop operation, even though it's unbelievable the growth. You're hearing about, you know, with so many translations. I don't know how many translations of the manual.
We're in 33 plus languages.
33 languages. Wow.
Yeah.
Boy, I would never have guessed so many years ago that it would have grown this way. And you know, now that you know me and Teresa, you know, yeah. How much it's the Lord's work.
Yeah. Oh, absolutely. Absolutely. No doubt about
but
that, Kevin.
No, Teresa. I'm teasing. Teresa's extremely, extremely gifted and talented in developing these retreat programs. Well, I hope this was helpful to again lift the veil back, give you a little sense of the retreat ministry, Rachel's Vineyard, and some of the other programs Teresa offers: Grief to Grace and Duty to Heal. It's been such a blessing. And if you know anyone who has experienced abortion loss, I hope you feel confident now referring to us. Going to our website, rachelsvineyard.org, and you can see a list of retreat sites that are available in your area. They're all across the United States and around the world. And there'll be a retreat site leader who will be very willing to speak with you by phone. You can email them and you can text them, whatever, and get information on the retreats in their area. Ask any question that you might have. And you can also call our office and our hotline,
yeah.
If you have any questions about Rachel's Vineyard and might be interested in getting it started in your area. God bless you, friends.
Well, I hope you found out a lot about Rachel's Vineyard, but you know, you can find out even more, because guess what? We have a beautiful brochure about Rachel's Vineyard. And what's good about this brochure, it says healing the pain of abortion one weekend at a time. And the great thing about this brochure, this is something you could give to someone who you know is kind of hurting. you think they might need healing and they need a little push in the right direction, because inside this brochure, it has testimonies of people who've gone on Rachel's Vineyard, but it also has like questions that the person could be asking themselves. For instance, it says here, you are not alone. Every day, countless men and women suffer the after effects of abortion, which can include bouts of crying, eating disorders, depression, guilt, intense grief and sadness, anger, rage, emotional numbness, lowered self-esteem, drug and alcohol abuse, flashbacks, nightmares, suicidal urges, fear of pregnancy in pregnant women, anxiety, panic attacks, repeat abortions, and then, of course, difficulty with relationships, inability to forgive themselves or others, and fear of punishment from God. Those symptoms are all listed in this brochure. And then it tells them how to find hope and healing at Rachel's Vineyard and some testimonies from people who've actually gone on the retreat. You can contact our ministry at prolifeproducts.org and order these brochures for your parish literature rack. Maybe give them out at your Bible study. You never know. And actually, I know one church in their ladies' room, they leave a stack of them too. When ladies are going to the bathroom, they might know someone who's hurting. So Rachel's Vineyard brochures available at our online store at prolifeproducts.org. I hope you learned something today. And remember, it's Abortion Recovery Awareness Month, counting on you to spread that awareness. And if you know someone who's hurting, they can go to abortionforgiveness.com, put in their zip code, and they'll see where the nearest Rachel's Vineyard or other abortion recovery program is there for them. Thanks for joining us. God bless.
Each time a child is killed, many other people are wounded, and they may not even realize it. Mom and dad, grandparents, siblings, and friends all get hurt. Some of them grieve a life they helped to kill. Others grieve a life they tried to save but could not. Every abortion also hurts the abortionists themselves, who are dehumanized in the process. And abortion hurts the pro-life advocates who tried to stop it. They too must grieve the child who was killed. The wound of abortion is multifaceted, and therefore so is the healing. The Silent No More Awareness Campaign has launched a new project to raise awareness about the many dimensions of the damage abortion does. Called Healing the Shockwaves of Abortion, this effort focuses each month on a different group of people who are wounded and need healing. Let's all promote this great symphony of healing. Visit abortionshockwaves.com for more information.
This has been the End Abortion Podcast. To learn more, to help end abortion, and to connect with us on social media, visit endabortion.net.